Welcome to the 10-Minute MBA. I'm your host, Scott D. Clary. On the 10-Minute MBA, I give you tools, tactics, strategies, and insights that you can use to start, scale, grow, and 10x your business. Let's get into it. Today, you're going to learn how top performers hack their focus. We're going to talk about the Pomodoro technique and how it is so powerful, how as an entrepreneur, it is essential to understand how to stay focused on the task at hand and how the Pomodoro technique will help you do that. So we're going to talk about focus. We're going to talk about the Pomodoro technique. We're going to talk about task prioritization. We're going to go into some advanced ideas. We're going to talk about the psychology of peak performance and ultimately wrap up with what the Pomodoro technique can do for you and your business. So let's talk about something that every ambitious person struggles with: focus. In the age of endless notifications and always on expectations, deep, uninterrupted concentration is the new superpower. If you're like me, you've probably tried every productivity hack under the sun, but the simple truth is that most of them are just band-aids on a bullet wound. Enter the Pomodoro technique. Don't let the quirky name fool you. This isn't some cute little management trick. It's a battle-tested system that top performers across industries use to unlock their peak productivity. And today I'm going to show you how to wield it like a weapon to conquer your most challenging tasks and reclaim your focus. Now, what the heck is a Pomodoro? If you're picturing a delicious Italian dish, you're not entirely wrong. The name comes from those tomato-shaped kitchen timers. But in this context, it's a simple yet powerful time management method. So the Pomodoro technique is as follows. 5 steps just to kick us off. 1, choose your task. Decide what you're going to focus on. 2, set a timer. 25 minutes is the classic Pomodoro, but you can adjust. 3, work with focus. No distractions allowed. 4, short break. Take 5 minutes to recharge. And 5, after 4 Pomodoros, take a longer break, 15 to 30 minutes, and then repeat. Now, why isn't this just another productivity fad? Listen, I've tried countless productivity hacks, but the Pomodoro technique is really the one that stuck. So I'm just going to give you those 5 steps one more time, and then we're going to keep going. So 1, choose your task, decide what you're going to focus on. 2, set a timer. 25 minutes is the classic, but you can adjust. 3, work with focus, no distractions allowed. 4, take a short break, 5 minutes to recharge. And then 5, after 4 Pomodoros, take a longer break. Now, why is this technique a non-negotiable in my toolkit? It trains your brain, so it teaches you how to focus deeply and resist distractions. This skill alone is honestly worth its weight in gold. It builds momentum, so small wins throughout the day really do create a sense of accomplishment, and they fuel your motivation. And it prevents burnout, so the built-in breaks help you avoid decision fatigue and maintain a sustainable pace. Now, don't just use any timer to do this. Like, I'm a fan of Pomo Focus. It's a web-based tool. There's a ton. Go Google Pomodoro timer, but they have a little bit of gamification involved to keep you engaged. But the point is, you can find a timer that works for you. Now, at its core, the Pomodoro technique is elegant in its simplicity. Remember, choose a task, set a timer, work with intention, take a short break, and repeat. Now, why does this work? Because our brains weren't built for marathon focus sessions. They crave novelty and rest. And when you work in short, intense bursts with intentional breaks, you align with your natural rhythms and tap into a state of flow where work feels effortless and time melts away. And the Pomodoro technique isn't just for individual contributors or people that are trying to work a 9-to-5. It is truly a game changer for entrepreneurs and leaders. And this is why. Because it busts decision fatigue. As a founder or an executive, your day is filled with endless decisions. By chunking your work into Pomodoros, you conserve mental energy and make higher quality choices. It's a project accelerator. When you break down complex projects into manageable chunks, each Pomodoro becomes a mini milestone, propelling you forward and building momentum. And then lastly, there's the get it done mentality that comes with the Pomodoro technique. The ticking timer creates a sense of urgency and laser focus. It eliminates procrastination and it truly unlocks your peak performance. Now, the key to Pomodoro success lies in choosing the right tasks, because not all work is created equal and some activities are better suited for focus sprints than others. So here is how to prioritize your Pomodoro session. And I'm going to give you a caveat, because each one of these ideas will be its own podcast, but I'm just going to touch on them briefly so that you understand, because it relates to the Pomodoro technique, how to choose the best tasks to work on. So there are 3 things, there's many, but there are 3 very good frameworks that you can use to help you choose the right tasks.
Notion is a success story partner.
Now, every week I'm juggling podcast prep and newsletter deadlines and agency work, and one thing that used to eat all my time was compiling status updates across all these different projects so I could see where everything's at. Now, with Notion's new custom agents, that's just handled now. I set up a status update agent that automatically scans my team's progress. It pulls everything together and sends out a report without me even having to touch it. Here's what makes Notion different. Notion is an AI-powered connected workspace for teams. Notion brings all your notes, your docs, your projects into one space that just works. It's seamless, it's flexible, it's powerful, and it's actually fun to use. And with AI built right into it, you spend less time switching between tools and apps and more time creating great work. And now with custom agents, the busy work that used to take hours runs itself. Most AI still waits for you to prompt it, but custom agents runs on schedules and triggers. So one person just sets it up and it becomes a shared resource for the whole team. Think of them like AI teammates with a specific job. So try custom agents now at notion.com/story. That's all lowercase letters, notion.com/story to try custom agents today. And when you use our link, you're supporting our show. Granola is a success story partner. Now, here's something I used to do after every single meeting. Sit down for about 15 minutes trying to reconstruct what just happened, who said what we actually decided, what I'm supposed to follow up on before next week. And when you're running calls all day and you have podcast guests and you have client check-ins and you have team syncs, that adds up fast. You either spend half the meeting furiously typing and you miss the actual conversation, or you're present in the meeting, but then you're scrambling after. Neither is a good option. Granola completely changed that for me. It's an AI-powered notepad that works through your device's audio. So there's no bots joining your call, no awkward setup, nothing weird. It just runs quietly in the background while you take your rough notes like normal. And when the meeting is over, you get clean, structured notes. What was decided? Who owns what? What's next? Now, the first time I saw the output, I genuinely thought, this is what my notes should look like. You get to actually be present in your meetings and you still walk away with everything documented. Try Granola for free for 3 months at granola.ai/success. That's granola.ai/success. Get your time back. LinkedIn Marketing Solutions is a success story partner. Now, you know what's brutal? Spending real money on ads that reach completely the wrong people. Wrong industry, wrong seniority, wrong everything. And I've been there. You run a campaign, you spend the budget, and the results don't match because the audience was never right to begin with. LinkedIn Ads fixes that. Their network has grown to over 1 billion professionals, including over 130 million decision makers, and the targeting is on a different level than anything else out there. We're talking job title, industry, company size, seniority, skills, company revenue. You can get super surgical with it, and that's exactly why LinkedIn generates the highest B2B return on ad spend of any major ad network. Not one of the highest. So if you're serious about reaching the right people who can actually say yes, this is where your budget belongs. Right now, drop $250 on your first campaign and LinkedIn will give you $250 in credit for your next one. Go to linkedin.com/Scott Clary. That's linkedin.com/Scott Clary. Terms and conditions do apply.
To work on. So there is the Eisenhower matrix, the one big thing, or themifying your days. So the Eisenhower matrix is a classic framework to categorize your tasks into four quadrants: urgent and important but not urgent, urgent but not important, and neither urgent nor important. Prioritize Pomodoros for quadrant one, urgent and important, and schedule quadrant two, important but not urgent tasks for future sessions. The second framework, the one big thing framework, or OBT. Identify the single most impactful task you can complete today and dedicate your first Pomodoro to it. This could also be called eat the frog. Do the hardest thing right in the morning. This sets a powerful tone for the day, and it ensures that you tackle your most important work when your energy levels are highest. And the last framework, theme your days. So instead of randomly selecting tasks, dedicate specific days to certain types of work. For example, Monday could be strategy day, Tuesday could be marketing day, and so on. This creates a sense of rhythm that allows you to batch similar tasks, which maximizes your efficiency. Now, let's go beyond the basics. Think Pomodoro 2.0. So basic Pomodoro is the foundation. Now we're building the penthouse suite. So these are some strategies that can help you supercharge your Pomodoro. So you can apply a thematic Pomodoro. So instead of working on random tasks, you can group similar activities together. For example, you can dedicate a block of Pomodoros to creative work and switch to strategic planning, followed followed by communication. This minimizes context switching and allows you to tap into a state of flow more easily. You can apply a Pomodoro sprint. So for high priority projects, schedule multiple Pomodoros back to back with short breaks in between. So this intense focus can lead to breakthroughs and rapid progress. Just remember, schedule the long recovery period after. You can apply a Pomodoro review. So at the end of each day, take a few minutes to review your completed Pomodoros. What worked well? Where did you get stuck? This self-reflection helps you optimize your system and identify areas for improvement. And lastly, the Pomodoro pause. So if you hit a wall during a Pomodoro, don't force it. Take a short break, step away from your work, and return with fresh eyes. Sometimes the best way to move forward is to take a step back. Now, while the Pomodoro technique can be done with a simple kitchen timer, there are tons of apps and tools designed to enhance your experience. So you can have a Focus Keeper, which is a minimalist app that tracks your Pomodoros. It provides customizable settings and generates reports to track your progress. You can use Forest, which is a unique app that gamifies the Pomodoro technique by allowing you to plant virtual trees that grow as you work. If you leave the app, your tree dies. And the Pomo Done app. This is a powerful tool that integrates with task management systems like Asana and Trello, and it allows you to track your Pomodoros directly within your project workflow. Now, the last thing I want to talk about is the psychology of peak performance, because we're learning all these frameworks, but there is some science behind it. So as I'm sure you're aware, the Pomodoro is more than just a time management system. There's a reason why it works, right? There's a reason why it taps into how us as humans like to work. So what does it actually do? Well, it helps you ruthlessly prioritize, because the Pomodoro technique focuses on one task. It forces you to choose this one task to focus on at a time. So embrace this constraint as an opportunity to identify your most important work and eliminate distractions. It forces you to embrace deep work. So during your Pomodoro, commit to a state of deep work. Close your email, silence your phone, eliminate all distractions. This is your time to create, innovate, and make meaningful progress. It helps you ritualize your breaks. So use your short breaks to recharge and refocus. Step away from your desk, stretch your legs, meditate, grab a healthy snack. Avoid the temptation to check your email or social media. These activities can derail your focus and disrupt your flow. And lastly, celebrate your wins. So at the end of each Pomodoro, acknowledge your accomplishments. Celebrate the small victories. They always do add up to big results. So by working in focused bursts and taking intentional breaks, you're essentially rewiring your brain for optimal performance. Here's what's actually happening behind the scenes. You're getting a dopamine detox, because constant distractions and multitasking flood our brains with dopamine. This creates a craving for novelty and instant gratification. The Pomodoro technique helps break this cycle by encouraging deep focus and delayed rewards. It helps you enter flow state, because when you're fully immersed in a task, you enter a state of flow, which is a magical zone where time disappears and creativity flourishes. Pomodoros are the perfect length for triggering this state and unlocking peak performance, and it helps you with your mental resilience. By constantly pushing through challenging tasks and taking intentional breaks, you build mental stamina and the ability to bounce back from setbacks. This resilience is essential for navigating the ups and downs of entrepreneurship. So what's the bottom line? The Pomodoro technique isn't just a productivity hack. It's a mental training program for entrepreneurs. It rewires your brain to thrive in the chaos of business, giving you the focus, resilience, and creative energy needed to build something truly extraordinary. By mastering the mental game of Pomodoro, you'll unlock a level of performance you never thought possible. You'll become the calm at the center of the storm and the visionary who can execute with unwavering focus.
That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you got some value out of that. Make sure you come back tomorrow for another business lesson on the 10-Minute MBA.